tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two here on this Tuesday, January 14th, 2025 edition. Got a couple of text messages during the break. Phyllis downstate says, is Ian Murphy considering a run for governor? I know, right? He sounds really good. Maybe, who knows? Let's see what happens. Jimmy, the music man. Wow, Ian is fully stuffed with powerful knowledge. I need to meet him. Yes, well, next time you're up here in the area, we'll go over to the Iron Pig there in Gaylord, new location, and I'll introduce you to him. Ian Murphy for governor. Thinking about it, him helping lead the way, standing up to the state regarding the China virus, his name alone will send the snowflakes into a complete blizzard. Laugh out loud. We'll wait and see. It's going to take a lot of money. This race to just win the primary is probably going to be north of $10 million. With Eric Nesbitt in, probably Kevin Rinke, Perry Johnson, God only knows. To win the primary, it's going to take some serious money to get name recognition, to get your message out there, to get the right number of groups of people behind you. Once you win the primary, it's game on for 2026. The Michigan Republican Party, possibly even Donald Trump in the RNC, are going to want to absolutely get involved in that race to make sure Jocelyn Benson does not become the next governor of the state of Michigan. Now, why do I say that? Well, interesting development. A month or two ago, you remember the Detroit mayor of Detroit, Mike Duggan, announced he's running for governor in 2026, but he's running as an independent. He doesn't want to compete in the Democrat primary. Why is that? Because to win the Democratic primary, you've got to go so far to the left, say things on the campaign trail to cater to the liberal, progressive, socialist, communist wing of the Democrat Party in order to get their vote to win the primary. There's no way, after saying those things, to win that primary, are you going to able to then gravitate more back to the middle, to the center, to win the general election. You will have to run on far left agenda items, electric vehicle mandates, climate change. You're going to have to run on and being supportive of Gretchen Whitmer and the Democrats' Clean Energy Act of 2040, where all of our entire electric grid here in Michigan will be powered by solar farms and wind turbines. You'll have to be all in for government-assisted housing projects, handouts after handouts after handouts. You're absolutely going to have to do that. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is that the people in the state of Michigan absolutely must vet these candidates. And in this situation of governor, both on the Republican side and the Democrat side. They've got a major player, Mike Duggan, being backed by Dan Gilbert from Rocket Mortgage, developer down in Detroit, multi-gazillionaire, who's supporting him. I honestly believe Mike Duggan is Dan Gilbert's puppet. Dan Gilbert is pulling his strings, even though Duggan would argue, nobody pulls my strings, Trucker. I'm my own man. Yeah, right, whatever. I'm not buying it. Sorry, not buying it. One thing you have to understand, folks, is that this is going to be a three-way race. Does that remind you of anything? Does it bring back memories? How about Ross Perot, Bill Clinton, and George H.W. Bush? Remember that? Bill Clinton, the Democrat, became president of the United States, only winning 42% of the popular vote. I voted for Ross Perot that year. There was no way I was going to vote for George Herbert Walker Bush. Sorry, not interested. I voted for Ross Perot. The Republican Bush did not get my vote. Therefore, splitting the vote got us the Democrat. If we allow that to happen again, folks, we're going to end up with Jocelyn Benson as the Secretary of State right now. She will be the next governor of the state of Michigan. They will break the historic cycle of 8 years Republican governor, 8 years Democrat governor, 8 year Republican governor, 8 years of Whitmer. Well, we are due, from a historical point of view, we are due for a Republican governor in 2026. But with the Duggan running and him pulling votes away from the Democrat, we've got a really good opportunity to guarantee that they fight it out, they duke it out, and they split the Democrat vote. Where Ross Perot split the Republicans back in his election, 1992, well, guess what? It's a situation. It's a situation that you have to understand. This is going to be strategic. And us Republicans have to be very, very smart as to who we get behind for governor in this upcoming 2026 race. First of all, I'm not going to support any candidate that comes to me and say, Trucker, I want your endorsement, I want your support, and says he's going to do a grassroots campaign. I'm going to take donations from the people, and they will give me the money to win the primary and the general election. Sorry, not interested. Not for a statewide seat. Not even for a U.S. Senate seat. And almost getting down to the point, not even for a U.S. congressional race, especially if you're going against an incumbent. Not interested. Absolutely not interested. Because one thing you have to understand, this process, this particular process of vetting a good candidate is going to have to be somebody that has the money, that has the message, that has the ability to get the message and the name ID out there, but yet has policies that we agree with. That's my dream candidate. That's what I'm holding out and praying for. Not going to endorse anybody until they can prove to me $10 million available to my campaign for the primary. Here's my values, my principles. This is what I believe in. These are the things I'm going to do when I become governor. And this is how I'm going to win. You do that, then we can talk. but you're going to have to convince me. There's going to be some convincing taking place. You're going to have to sell me really, really hard and prove to me that you can do all these things. If you can't, don't waste my time. Don't waste yours. Take it on down the road and talk to somebody else. Because one of the things that we're looking at here is the fact that this process is very, very critical to the future of the state of Michigan. If we do the wrong candidate, if we get behind the wrong candidate, Duggan and Jocelyn Benson don't split the vote. Nobody knows who Duggan is. Nobody agrees with his platform, his policies. Not going to vote for him. They're going to stick together. The Democrats are going to stay united behind Jocelyn Benson. If we have the wrong candidate on the Republican side, we could lose. We could lose this race. And then God help us. Because 4 more years is all it's going to take Jocelyn Benson to make us California. Look at the disaster that's happening out there in California right now under Gavin Newsom. He is politically dead for 2028. There's no way he's going to run for president after his mishandling debacle of those fires out there in California. He is literally watching his political future go up in smoke. Donald Trump has called him out on it. Donald Trump has said, I told you, you are not managing your timber properly out there in California. You're allowing all this fuel to build up, and all it's going to take is a spark, a lightning strike, a homeless person building a fire to stay warm. Those Santa Ana winds kick up 100 miles an hour plus. You're screwed, dude. And honestly, I don't think they wanted to stop the fires. I think they wanted to rebuild California, especially the oceanfront property. High-rise, small housing development. Sustainable housing is coming to California. Final segment, hour number 2. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step, walk-in tub, and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-5300. 800-288-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. A final segment of hour number two, talking about this announcement this morning. Other things to look at for this upcoming race. Jeff says 15-minute cities, just like Hotel California. You can check in, but you can never leave. Yep. Those big mansions on the ocean, Los Angeles, not on their agenda. Sustainable housing, folks. High rise, small, 250, 300 square feet at best, apartment style living. No kids, no dogs. Nope. No more property ownership by the private sector. A great big one-acre lot on the ocean. Single-family detached home with a nice view of the ocean. A yard, a pool. Two cars in the garage. Not what they're about. The cuts that the mayor made to the fire department. The free-flowing water coming down from the Cascade Mountains that could have gone into reservoirs to back up the fire hydrants. Divert the water out into the Pacific Ocean. Are you kidding me? No reservoirs. Fire hydrants, bone dry, absolutely bone dry, not capable of pumping water. Some people said that they even, I had saw one report, some genius turned the electricity off at the pumping station. There was actually some lines, I forget what city it was in, Palisades, Pacific Palisades, Eaton, one of the cities, some genius turned the electricity off in at the pumping station for the fire hydrants. Something's going on. Something is happening out there in California. Gavin Newsom talking about, so excited about how they're going to rebuild and build back better and how they're going to waive all these municipal permitting processes, these fees. They've already got plans in the works to rebuild. It's not going to be the California it was prior to the fire. This is my opinion, been a long-term project. Didn't really know when it was going to happen. Didn't really know how it was going to happen. But they put all the pieces absolutely in place. Stop your timber management. Redirect the natural waters coming down from the Cascade Mountains. Justify it because you got to save some smelt or some fish of some type, some kind of species, whatever. Killing off agriculture in California. Have you noticed at the grocery stores, go to your local Myers, Kroger, whatever grocery store, try to find fruits or produce from California. It's almost impossible. Apples from Washington State, potatoes from Washington State. A lot of products from Mexico and other foreign countries. Try to find produce or fruit from California. It's almost impossible. Why? Because Gavin Newsom has decimated agriculture in California. I'm telling you, this is a plan. This has been a long time coming. Delta smelt. Yes, Kim, that's what it is. What the heck is a Delta smelt? They're trying to save it or kill it? Which is it? I don't even understand it. Frankly, my dear, I don't even care. Jocelyn Benson will do the same thing to Michigan that Gavin Newsom has done to California. They're all backed by George Soros and his son. And they are absolutely, absolutely targeting Michigan to be the next state they do it to. It's our job to make sure that we get this information out to people and make sure we stop them in 2026. That's why we have to be so very strategically smart in who we get behind and supporting for governor to get into that primary race and to really vet these guys and vet them hard. Absolutely. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see who else gets into the race. I've already texted Jim Runstad to see if he could hook me up with Eric Nesbitt. Love to drill him on the show to find out why he's running and why he sat back and allowed all this to happen to our state for the last 2 years with the Democrats in control. What did he do about COVID back in 2020? Final hour of today's show. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Folks out there that own firearms are looking to buy a new or used gun or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing, not too far off the beaten path at 99.90.